let us all praise an infamous man, Hilly Kristal. To you, Hilly, thank you for everything. You know why? Because it's just like it always was. Bring it down or something, my vocal. It's really feeding back. Timmy, really feeding back.
One, two.
Well, just keep telling us.
One, two.
Yeah, there's a high-end ring.
One, two.
Too much stardom? Yes. Yes, too much stardom. I am my own constellation. Song that we're gonna do pretty much, was it like writ in here? Yeah, pretty much writ here under the great tutelage of Richard Soul. So we'll remember Richard.
A beach is a beach, a
first time that I ever came here at CBGB's. I remember it exactly. Richard Hell invited me to come see the band he was in, and it was Easter 1974, and me and Lenny went to see, we got free tickets to see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rolling Stones. So we got to see it free, and then we got to go someplace I can't remember, and I got to go in the office and watch people snort cocaine. That was actually, I didn't take any myself, but I watched them snort it. And they said, well, anyway. So then after that was over, me and Lenny came here and to see television play. And it was Easter 1974, and it was one of the most important days of my life, because I got to see a new place, because back then there wasn't anywhere to play, and it offered us new possibilities, new hope, new excitement. And in television, I saw the reformation of what we were trying to do, and Tom was really cute too. To wish all of Greece a happy Easter. Thank you. So, my favorite group here that I saw here, besides television, was the Dead Boys. Happy May Day, everybody.
Thank you.
with that traveling stranger. Well, I would like to say that I have read many times and many places where my good friend Michael Stipe has generously mentioned that work that we did was of some importance to him. And I would like to say that this same person came into my life as a stranger in time of trouble, helped me get back on my feet so that I could be here tonight and continue my work. So thank you so much, Michael. And another person who has long been on my left-hand side. Always there. We'll sing. He's going to sing you a little May Day song.
Thanks a lot. May Day is the workers' holiday. Let us not forget it. And in these times, when they've just moved the sweatshops to another part of the globe, let us remember all the good work that the unions of this country have done to make the working man's lot a little easier. I'm proud to be a member of Musicians Union Local 802, as was my father, as was my grandfather. And I'd like to dedicate this to Paul Robeson, who sang to the Welsh miners over the phone because the American government would not give him his passport. Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am, and I know what I think that the company stinks, cause I'm a union man. When I go to the local halls, I'll be voting them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, cause I'm on the factory fall. Oh, you can't get me, I'm part of the union. You can't get me, I'm part of the union. You can't get me.
really hard.
Thank you.
asked me if Tom Verlaine was going to be here tonight. Well, Tom's in Delaware or somewhere, but the spirit of Tom is certainly with us, and it's a little tune for Tom.
So I asked our beloved bass player, Tony Shanahan, to choose from the entire canon of rock and roll any song that he would like, any song that he envisioned to represent not only him, but our collective spirit. And so Tony will do the song of his choice.
If it's true that this place is gone, I'll be sorry to see it go. I will say that much. And I saw some great bands in here. As I saw Patty play with a brace on your neck. But one of the first shows I actually saw in here, in the first, I think, year I came, I saw Edith Massey play here. Does anyone know who that is? Edie the Egg Lady, you got it. And I saw her sing this song in there. I need a prop. Yeah.
Go where
jewel in our crown. No night at CBGB's or anywhere would be complete if I didn't do a song that I don't know, that I have to read, that I'm most assuredly gonna fuck up. And so sad am I that the author of the song happens to be here. The difference between now and then was hey man, no violence. Thought we were having an Altamont moment there. Excuse me. Oh, what's the difference between now and then? Well, I could have read these without glasses. You know, if you live long enough, you get to see a lot, but then you also lose your vision. I don't know, somehow there's some strange equation there that only one of the greats could figure out, but anyway. All right, I'm gonna start procrastinating. Actually, I'm just doing this in the spirit of filibuster, which we must not lose. We must not lose the ability to bullshit for hours. We must not lose the power of the filibuster. So, Senator Robert Byrd, I am with you. Easy to hold. Michael went to the bathroom and isn't hearing this. Just keep practicing it. But- But see, this is like, I have to sing the whole song just because I can't, in my whole life, I've always wanted to sing a song that included Galileo. Finally, one has been written. Anyway, all right. Well, so what's this? Actually, so, all right, seriously. I am a bit under the weather, in case you couldn't tell, and I know that attempting to do this song under the weather with this tinny, monitor system is really asking for big trouble, but I figure I could never do it worse than when I first started doing it. And since this song seriously was written in this little place, it is a complete CBGB song. So I always did it really crappy here. I could never hit all the notes. So anything that we do will be better. before we go to sleep, we pray so breathlessly.
Baby,
please don't take my hope away from me.
Yes, it was a stellar performance. So, let's see what other, just trying to think of, I have about four memories of this place. Let's see, I've told three of them. And
are those murals still up with those girls with the, they're gone? What are they doing with them? They were here last time.
Okay.
The angels, if they're calling to thee, the angels, written with Ivan Crow. So. There's some really bad cold going around. You got it too. How long does it go on? Oh man. But really? So I shouldn't worry if it's been going on and on. All right. Well, I was sort of sick, then I was getting better. Then I went to Rome and I was in the rain and It was the Roman rain that did me in. Hot vodka.
Tell us about the Meltdown Festival.
Oh, the Meltdown Festival. Well, yeah, I got roped into curating the big Meltdown Festival. Well, this is what the Meltdown Festival is like. They send me lists of people that I never heard of, like 100 people. And then I realized that that's probably, since most of the people that I listen to are all dead, that I had to get to know a few live people. You know, and you become more sociable, like, you know, I email strangers and call up famous people. And they say things like, "Patty, I'll get back to you." And but we got Jeff Beck. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, it's going to be, I'm not kidding about that, but it's going to be really, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's embarrassing. I don't know what to say. It's, anyway, even though, because of his extremely busy schedule, I could not get, it was really funny. I tried to tell these Meltdown people, I don't know any famous people. I only know one really famous person, and he just happened to be busy every single day of the Meltdown Festival. But we got him here, so what are you gonna do? So what happened is gonna happen at our festival is I'm on everything. Since I'm the most famous person that I really know, I would call myself up. I emailed myself, "Patty, would you like to read poetry with Kevin Shields?" Is that his name, right? Kevin Shields. And I would say, "Yes, I'll love you to, and I won't even have to get back to you." So I actually asked myself, and I was the easiest person because I just said yes to everything. And I did not even require a fee for everything that I do. Except for a few things where I required a very high fee. Yeah. Anyway, that's the story of the Meltdown. Now, what I should have done is take this opportunity to give you a very idealistic and very visionary sense of what the Meltdown will be. But it wouldn't have been as much fun, right? All I can tell you is, I'll try to make it, seriously, the best Meltdown that I can. We will treat all the people well. All the workers and the volunteers will be highly respected. And actually, the king of the Meltdown will be Barry. Only one notch under Jeff Beck. So. All right, that's enough about the Meltdown. And any more questions?
What about the Providence Cup?
Providence?
Providence Cup.
Oh, the next song. Okay. The next song. All right, the next song.
Something that you must endure. For mine is the kingdom of Zion. Lion. Ion.
Don't you see when you're looking at me that I'm never come move in another dimension. I come move in another dimension. I'm moving another dimension. I'm moving another dimension.
Doing a world debut here of Frida Payne's Band of Gold. It was so bad. But it wasn't as bad as when I did my world debut of Maybe. That was really bad. Debbie Boone. Well, you know, that's funny you should say that, because I think this song will resonate still another Debbie. So, anyway, here's a little song for you. I did the short form version because I couldn't remember the other two verses. But anyway. Well, so anyway, we played many. One time Us and Television played here for like 82 weeks straight. And the ticket prices were $2 a person. And I'm sorry about the high ticket prices tonight, but we will be donating the money to a very worthy cause. And let me see what else. Yeah, so we played here, and then I got signed with Arista Records. Clive Davis signed me, and I made $10 million, and I couldn't quit my day job, but
Anyway, anyway, we struggled along, and everybody thought we were really great. And then I had a hit song, and sold out, and was hated. And but luckily, just to prove, you know, that I'm still, you know, a true artist, the rest of my records have all been failures. It was just a brief period of weakness. I was able to acquire a car for my father and a mink coat. And let me see what else happened. What? What'd you say? How about them Pistons? Don't worry about it. So there's always one bitter person, and so anyway, that's the story. So anyway, the good thing about having a hit song is some people complain because then they say, well, it haunts you for the rest of your life, and then you have to sing it a million times. I have no problem with that. But also, you get royalty checks. And one really great thing happened. One time, ice skaters on the Olympics danced to this song. That one dance with those Olympic skaters paid for the electric bill, the water bill. So anyway, here it is.
Fire.
forgot about it, yeah. I didn't really forget about it. It just...
Where's Johnny?
What?
Thank you.
So, how long does it last? 3 to 6 weeks? Is it? So, yeah. So, I'd like to dedicate this song to Jonathan the dog. Hilly had this great dog named Jonathan. Is Jonathan still with us?
Yes.
Oh, Jonathan is. All right, Hilly has this great dog. What happened to Jonathan? He got hit by. Oh yeah, we were playing here with television, right? We were playing here with television, and Hilly's beloved dog Jonathan got hit by a car outside, and it was. Everybody was in a state of pre-mourning. It was, well, it was sad. He was such a nice dog and everything, and we were really, really worried about Jonathan. And then we did this song for Jonathan, sending all of our, all parts of our, you know, cerebral, emotional, spiritual, and stoned energy into the health and welfare of the dog, and he did survive. So often when we're doing this song, even though I'm supposed to be addressing many other matters, I'm often thinking of Jonathan the dog, and he actually was the patron and is still the patron saint of CBGBs, and so Jonathan, we still love you, and I knew you were alive all the time. Because Jonathan the dog, like Picasso, shall never die. And so I'm sorry that I spent all my money that I made on Because of Night on the car and the mink coat, because if I hadn't spent it all, I maybe could have helped bail old CBGBs out. I was actually I'm pretty prosperous, but not that prosperous, and but if I was, like, if I'd have made like millions of dollars, or even $1 million, I would have been happy to bail old CBGBs out. But if CBGBs ends, kids will come out, and they'll make some new cool place, and that's what it's all about. It's all about new people, new kids. You know, the new guard will come in. They'll find some cool place in Newark or the Bronx and Iceland somewhere. And, anyway. The boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea from the other end of the hallway. A rhythm was generating. He was standing there, and he had been through hallway after hallway, endless hallways. He stood there, and he tried to project back to the very first one. He didn't get his homework done, and he was standing in the hall, and it had a cavernesque appearance. He saw on either side great looming figures, like nuns, robed, authoritarian, hovering above him. He had been an altar boy. He had sipped and stolen the wine. It had dribbled down his chin onto his shoes. He had seen everything, and he had seen nothing. He had seen just enough to feel sick. He stood there drinking his tea, and outside his brothers and sisters were shooting each other all their little wars. They crawled up on the refrigerators and there were no more cookie jars. What they found their grandfather's gun or their uncle's shotgun or their brother's gun and some bullets, and they shot their brothers and sisters and they shot the children in the yards, and there was shit going on everywhere. And in the foreign lands, the children were given, they didn't have to crawl up on the refrigerators, because their fathers gave them guns and said, "Fight, son. You're 11, you're 12, daughter, in this factory, in the looms, daughter, make sneakers for the bitch, daughter." Oh, children everywhere, from the beginning of time, exploited, pulled apart. He looked on the TV screen and saw his sisters, naked, leaping around, half naked, for the pleasure of fat, rich men. He was so sick of his earth, his planet, his brothers and sisters, exploited. He took his glass of tears, smashed it against the wall, said,
was a track girl. Meet me there, please, please. Takes it so that they can rape and pillage other countries, so they can take the young men and send them to parts unknown to kill civilians in other places, to lose their lives. They take our fucking money and they build. No one's looking for, because they don't need to look for them, because they're right fucking here. We got them all, man, and we're paying for them. Every single fucking day of our life, we are paying for them. So, sorry about all the cursing. Anyway, Johnny says, I will engage. I will merge with my brothers and sisters across the globe. I will take these streets because they got control of everything. But if we merge our numbers, 100,000, 1 million. We can do anything. We can scare the. We can. But for tonight, Johnny says, just gonna have one last little bit of fun. So, Johnny walks those streets at night that he plans to take over by day, looking for something to do. But, well, there's sadly nothing happening at all. Nothing happening at all. There's nothing happening at all until he goes into this room. It's out the window. He says, what's your name, baby? And she says, fuck you. Charitable powers toward her. She stands there and thinks, this fella cares about the environment. Guess I'll give him a second look. And she yeah. was the bronchular version of Gloria. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. I'm sorry that I was a little under the weather, but if you want your money back, Barry will beat you up over there.
You're great, Patty!
So, yeah. So I'd like to do a little song and, sorry, I don't know why I'm just like standing here letting time. And imagine if this was on the radio. Actually, that used to happen live radio. I didn't really understand when we first did stuff and it would be live on the radio. I didn't realize that like when you were just standing around or yammering or tuning the guitar or going to the bathroom that it was still on. I don't know what I thought was going on then, but so at least this isn't live on the radio anymore because all the radio stations are such pussy ass for a channel. But I'm the best ever. Yes, that is. No, actually, the best ever for me, the best ever is Ralph Nader, and I would like to. I don't care. You know what? They booed William Blake. They booed Thomas Paine. They booed Jesus Christ. And they boo Ralph, so he's in good company. And Ralph is truly a great man, and I really, forgetting about elections or what you think, I don't really care, but if I could tell you one thing, if you see that Ralph is speaking, forget about anything and just go see while you have a chance in your lifetime, see a great man who really, truly loves the people speak. So anyway, so the song is for Ralph.
I want to do one more little song. And, just a little one. I just want to tell this one last little story. And I know I've been rambling a lot tonight, but, well, what's new? In January of 1977, I had this accident, and it was sort of serious, and I was laid up for a few months. And so one day, I was like, you know, laid up. I had this neck brace on and stuff. Somebody comes to my door, and somebody lets them in. These people, these kids come in, really like these really pathetic, like sort of nerdy kids, sort of reminded me of Lenny a little. And I didn't know who they were, you know. They brought like a paper bag with a bottle of tequila in it, and I didn't even drink, but I'm like laid up, but, and they gave it to me and said, you know, they hoped I got better. And I thought that was really nice, and I had no idea who these kids were. And anyway, these kids grew up, or never grew up, to be the Ramones. So I always remembered that extremely sweet and kind gesture. And so a little, just give a little thought to those fellas. And I also just can't be at CBGB's without thinking of our truly, truly loved piano player, Richard Soul, who, really, he taught me so much, and so think of Richard and everyone else who passed through here, and those who didn't make it as long as we have. So let's just think about them all. And once again, thank you, Hilly, for you know, giving us a home. Trumpets and violins, I hear them in the distance, and
much too bad that all our friends can't be with us today. Happy May Day, everybody.